Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oshé Korshnachta in the west and the Midlands, but I can tell you Dublin is cloudy and well above freezing, but be Kurmak out there. This is an election-free zone for the next hour, so dive in with us and have the chats. The WhatsApp for the whole island, 087 032 32 32. You can also text 51551. And you can email Oliver at rte.ie. Yes, don't eat the yellow snow either. That's a very strong warning there. And our heart goes out to the real losers in all of this, the people who let Dermot Bannon turn their houses into gigantic glass boxes. We feel for you. Frozen to the bones behind 100 grand worth of windows, let's face it. But anyway, this morning we are going to bring you back to a time that I'd say we all remember and maybe haven't thought about since for a long time. The Housewife of the Year, a competition which is almost impossible to explain to Gen Z. It ran from 1968 to 1995, but really achieved major cultural status in the country when it aired on television from 1982, with himself hosting, of course.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, in our viewing audience to the Burlington Hotel for the final of the Housewife of the Year competition for 1982. It is really a very friendly competition every year, and we're glad that this is the first time that you can get a taste of it, as it were, on television.
Over 1,000 entries for the competition this year, ladies and gentlemen. Our winner tonight walks away with a beautiful cooker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Patricia Finnegan from Dunmore.
The Gabo, of course. And a remarkable new documentary film is released in Irish cinemas tomorrow. I'm delighted it's getting a cinema release, Housewife of the Year, directed by Ciarán Cassidy, who's a renowned storyteller on these matters. And I've seen it, and it's as much a kind of an astounding and scarcely believable retelling of a time in recent Irish history. And it's also a lot of fun at times, as archive and nostalgia tends to be. So this morning we're going to be meeting two former winners, two former Housewives of the Year, Patricia Connolly from Clane and Ellen Gowan from Castletown Bear. And they're stars of the film, and they have unbelievable stories, often of hard work, and usually of resilience, and their lives are the history of this nation, and particularly the history of the country's attitudes towards women. So I'm looking forward to having a chat with them this morning. I love the bit where there's a bit in the film where they announce how this whole competition is judged. So they're judged on their abilities to budget effectively, prepare a simple meal. And Derek Davis comes along to taste the meal and judge it. Other factors are a sense of humour, appearance, personality, sincerity, and civic mindedness, also taken into account by the judges. And the winner, as you heard, Uncle Gabo, got a gas cooker. And that was often the reason the women entered the competition. It was £300, it was £300 worth of electrical goods, which we were told in the films was enough to buy a washing machine and a gas cooker, so that you could go back home and do more unpaid work in a thankless job in the country. And now it's 2024, thankfully. And all those sordid traditional views of women are surely over. Until I open the newspaper, the Irish Examiner this morning reporting a survey, findings from Women's Aid, which is marking its 50th birthday. Congratulations to Women's Aid on the half century. New research has found 40% of men in Ireland have traditional views of the opposite sex, and half of those traditionalist views are harmful towards women. The most astounding part of this, so that is a minority of men, but it's 40%, they have traditional views of women, but it's much higher among younger men. Two-thirds of men between 18 and 29 have traditional views of the opposite sex. So most of them agree with the statement, men who don't dominate in relationships aren't real men. Most of them agree, most of these kind of men who have traditional views, that is, they agree that a man's worth is measured by power and control over others. And just under half say that real men shouldn't have to care about women's opinions or their feelings. The Women's Aid chief executive is Sarah Benson. She says this is the outsized influence of online role models of younger men that we're seeing here. Now, if you step out of younger men and just look at the wider survey, 61% of all men of all ages have low levels of agreement. So the kind of agreement with the traditional views of manhood, such as men should be the ones who bring money home to provide for their families, not women. Guys should act strong even if they feel scared or nervous inside. And a man who talks a lot about his worries, his fears and problems shouldn't really get respect. So this is the planet we are currently in right now. And the survey size is of, I think it's 1,000 men, but of all age groups. And they ask very specific questions. So that's a Women's Aid and it's getting a lot of coverage. It's getting a lot of coverage today, that's for sure. Mary McCarthy, meanwhile, separately in the Irish Independent, is talking about this kind of issue. And she's talking about that young boys need to have good male role models, particularly in classrooms. She's talking about an increasingly dodgy ecosystem of online influences holding our boys transfixed. And we've covered the manosphere that was dominated and still is by Andrew Tate. Boys are underperforming academically compared to girls. There are more single parent families. Research finds Gen Z males are no more supportive of action on gender equality than older men, as we just heard there as well. So Mary McCarthy is thinking about the positive male role models in the younger boys' world. And she's an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old, and she says apart from the father, relatives, saint-like soccer coaches, it struck me for the first time that their teachers are right up there too. And she says for the first time because her 8-year-old and the 11-year-old have never had a male teacher before they've gone into the class this year because there are so few men in our classrooms. Their lovely old primary school was a no man's land. My eldest son had male teachers at secondary, one at primary, and they were his favourites. And said a coincidence, or perhaps men just understand that being restless in class is not messing. And she said, I never really thought about having male teachers at primary. And she talks about the size of the gap between male and female teachers in schools. So the 2023-2024 school year in Ireland, only 15.6% of primary school teachers are men and less than a third of secondary school teachers are men. And we're not an outlier. That's broadly in range with the EU average. Just fewer men going into those jobs. But it's no wonder if the attitudes are that you need to be a tough man and showing any kind of thought about feelings is a negative in this particular world. Anyway, we will go back in time to The Housewife of the Year. And it's an interesting film, very clever film, because at once it kind of shows Gay Byrne. He's kind of cast as the voice of a patriarchal establishment. He's asking women to validate themselves, describing how they met their husband. But it also leaves it open to the view that the show is the only window that these middle-aged women and mothers who have lost their jobs often to marriage or children and going through regional competitions, the only bit of joy they had in their life, the only way they could kind of have a bit of ambition about themselves. Of course, they're never asked about career ambitions or hopes and dreams. And yet others, of course, found the competition put a stress on creating the ideal that this was the best way that women could get ahead and just get married and chain yourself to the cooker in the hopes that you might win a better, slightly better cooker in the cause of selling cookers, for sure. Other people are now saying, from years from now, we'll look back in horror at the Rose of Tralee, says Susie. Well, the Rose of Tralee continues to argue that they've changed with the times and it is open. There was almost, you had to be married to be the housewife of the year, usually unmarried and certainly not have children to be in the Rose of Tralee. But those rules have changed. And someone says, my neighbour won it years ago. Housewife of the Year still gets a bouquet of flowers every year, says Fiona. Yep, we'll be chatting to Patricia and Ellen. And they have wonderful memories of it. But also, you know, they have children, daughters, grandchildren who look at it and go, what were you involved with at all? Now, another woman making the news this morning. She's the actor behind the beloved Simpsons character Milhouse. Pamela Hayden is her name. Now, she's alive, thankfully. But she's announced her retirement from the show. 35 years voicing Milhouse and 700 episodes. She says the time has come to hang up the microphone at 70 years of age. It's an honour and a joy to have worked on a funny, witty, groundbreaking show. She's been there since 1989. She played Bart's best friend, Milhouse, as well as the school bully, Jimbo Jones, and Ned Flanders' sons, Rod and Todd, Chief Wiggum's wife, Sarah, and Lisa's friend, Janie Powell. So she paid tribute. One of the most iconic roles in The Simpsons, and Milhouse was behind some of the more iconic lines as well. Here's from an episode where Homer and Bart flood the town of Springfield and gives us one of the most quotable lines.
Oh, I hate these flood pants. Hey, they're working. My feet are soaked, but my cups are bone dry. Everything's coming up Milhouse.
Everything is coming up Milhouse. He was named after Richard Milhouse Nixon, which I think they refer to quite a lot. And her last episode goes out this very weekend. And the casting to replace her will occur in the near future, according to Matt Groening, who's also 70. He's the creator and founder of The Simpsons. There is snow here in Donegal, says this texter, although it wasn't even mentioned on the news. Well, we're mentioning it now, Pat, and maybe it's just not as bad as the snow elsewhere. Get an old yardstick out and measure it and send it in to somebody. We're also hoping to talk this morning to Jake Shears because it is 20 years since the release of their eponymous album, Scissor Sisters. Do you remember that? And do you remember this? And if you're thinking about the Housewife of the Year today, think about your mammies. And sometimes she needs to get out and she needs to dance herself.
Won't you just take
Jake Shears, Scissor Sisters there. Take Your Mom Out was a big, big hit they did. That's 20 years old, can you believe? I was at that Oxygen in 2004. They came back in 2007 as well, so we'll be chatting to him as well. But we'll come to the Housewife of the Year right after this break. Stay with us.